USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump's longtime advisor, Roger Stone, was found guilty of witness tampering and lying to Congress, making him the latest member of President Trump's inner circle to be convicted on federal charges. The trial lasted just over a week in Washington, D.C., and Stone was found guilty on 5 felony counts. The second day of lawmakers questioning witnesses continues in the public impeachment probe against President Trump, much to the dismay of Republican Devin Nunes of California.
Democrats have been vowing to oust President Trump since the day he was elected. So Americans can rightly suspect that his phone call with President Zelensky was used as an excuse for the Democrats to fulfill their Watergate fantasies.
Record day for the Dow as it closed up 222 points to finish the day above 28,000 at 28,004. This is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new plan finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new plan finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents
Nemo. And Doug.
Nemo, I love how we're always looking out for each other. Kind of like how Liberty Mutual looks out for you by customizing your home insurance. So you only pay for what you need.
Nemo, why didn't you tell me about the uncovered manhole? I was literally just telling you. Nemo, I had no idea you could swim.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
People who knew the 16-year-old boy suspected of murdering two students at a high school outside Los Angeles describe him as a quiet kid who they never would expect to turn violent.
I knew the shooter because I myself am on the cross-country team. He was such the nicest person. I don't know why he would do this. It's just special on his birthday.
The boy is hospitalized from a self-inflicted gunshot wound and said to be in grave condition. In USA Radio News for your health, USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the latest on vaping and how it's still causing lots of problems across the country.
Vaping still causing significant health problems for more Americans. The CDC now says nearly 2,200 lung injury cases connected to e-cigarettes have been reported as of yesterday, with at least 42 deaths confirmed in 24 states as well as Washington, D.C.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Ellie Goulding will perform at the Dallas Cowboys Thanksgiving Day game after all. The Grammy-nominated artist had threatened to pull out of her planned performance at the game between the Cowboys and Bills, which also kicks off the Salvation Army's Red Kettle campaign after fans called her out regarding the organization's relationship with the LGBTQ community into question. Alex Clark is a spokesman for Turning Points USA, and she says,
yeah, you know, she's like any other celebrity right now. They're waking up every single morning. They're walking on eggshells. They're terrified that they're not going to be woken up. I didn't know that there was a wrong way to serve soup, but apparently there is, we've learned. And Ellie made the mistake first of looking at some of her negative comments. And you and I both know that you never read the mean comments, right? And so she does that instead of going to the Salvation Army's actual website, which says clear as day, clear as crystal, as Willy Wonka would say. It says right there, we don't discriminate against anyone in the LGBTQ community. We support the trans community, whatever, as far as serving to them as a Christian organization. So then she had to walk everything back, and it was like, yikes, maybe I went a little ahead on this.
And finally, in sports news, the Pittsburgh Steelers and Cleveland Browns organizations have been fined $250,000, and three players have been suspended without pay for their actions in Thursday night's NFL game. Most notably, Cleveland Browns defensive end Myles Garrett has been suspended indefinitely without pay. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.